神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
Once again, we want to welcome you to our counseling program.
再次我们欢迎你到协谈的节目中来。
We had another program that we talked about a communication.
上次我们已经提到人的这种沟通。
We learned in that broadcast that communication is really the center of our life.
我们也学到沟通是人生活的很重要中心的一部分。
We learn that communication is on two levels.
我们也听到沟通有两种形态。
One is verbal, which is our words.
一个是有声的，你说出来的话。
And non-verbal is how we act, our attitude, our body language. It gets across our message.
另外一个就是无声的，包括你的表情、声调、你的态度、你的体态。
Therefore, it is very important that you and I learn how to communicate honestly.
所以很重要的事情就是我们要学到如何来诚实地表达我们的沟通。
And be committed to developing a gracious way of expressing ourselves.
而且愿意能够成长出一种比较仁慈的方法来表达我们自己。
You see, we really must be committed.
我们一定要有这种啊，这种委身，这种立定志向。
Any time that we're going to develop and mature and grow into something that's good, we really have to be committed to it.
如果你要成长，你要改善，你要更好，你就一定要愿意，而且呢，要委身。
But there is a big problem.
但是有一个问题。
This problem is that each one of us put up a protective disguise and to our thoughts and our feelings.
问题是我们每一个人都会有一些防卫性的一些表达，然后来放在表面上来保护我们的思想跟感受。
And we develop outer faces that hides our inner needs.
然后把里面的需要隐藏起来，我们只发展出表面性的一些需要。
Many times when we are very fearful person, we put on a face of someone who has great confidence.
比如说，你的里面很害怕，外表上却表现出很有自信。
We may talk boastful or proud that we're not fearful.
然后说话带着自负的口气，表示出我们不害怕。
Now we're going to look at some important stages of personally developing our communication.
我们要来学一下几个步骤，就属于个人的沟通的一些步骤。
And this will be aimed toward coming out of hiding.
那这些呢都会指向那在里面你所藏隐藏着的那一面。
Out from behind the faces.
就是在你表面上往里面去的那一面。
To communicate honestly with God and facing truth and reality with man.
以至于你可以很诚实的对神还有对人说话。
Now we're going to look at the common level or the lowest level of conversation.
首先我们看最基本的最低层次的这种沟通。
This is where we must begin.
是从这里开始。
I want to give you an example.
我要给你一个例子。
Jin just transferred to a new university.
Jin 呢他刚刚从一个大学转过来。
There was a small shop where he would eat his meals.
他就跑到一个小店里去吃饭。
There was another young student he had seen eat there also.
然后另外一个年轻人也在那边吃。
As he ate, the young man asked if he would pass the vinegar.
然后在吃的时候，这个年轻人就跟他说，好不好，请你把那个醋传给我一下。
Now the next day, when they saw each other, the young man nodded his head and said good morning.
隔天呢，他们又碰在一起，年轻人就问，跟他问好说早安。
Jin answered his greeting.
金就回话了，跟他回早安。
Now these are remarks made with little interest, just simple statements of inquiring.
这个现在是一种小小简单的彼此的问候。
If we were to stop and think, we would realize that a lot of our communication is on this level.
如果你停下来想一想的话，你发现我们很多的对话都停在这个层次里面。
It's a communication that really is meaningless.
这种对话是没有什么特别的意义的。
And there's no sharing of one's personality.
也没有个别的这种个性的分享。
But this is where we must begin.
但是也是要从这里开始。
Now, let's go on, and I want to talk about Jin some more.
我们再继续谈一谈Jin接下去怎么样。
As Jin continues to eat in this shop, the other young man does also.
那Jin继续的在这个店里面吃饭，另外一个年轻人也一样去吃饭。
One day, the young man sat down with him and said, My name is Kim, and I am new at the university.
有一天这个年轻人就主动对金说呢，我的名叫做 Kim, 我是这个学校的新生。
Jin then tells him his name and that he is also new.
金就回话说，他也是一个新生，而且告诉他自己的名字。
Kim then said, he enjoys the food at this shop better than the other shop he had eaten at.
Kim 接下去说，他在这个店里面吃的食物，他觉得比别家好。
Jin said he liked it, but he missed the place he ate before at his other school.
Jin 他也说他蛮喜欢的，可是呢，他也很想念以前学校那边的食物。
Now the two had moved to the second stage of communication.
现在这两个人已经进入到第二个层次的对话沟通。
These are short statements which information is shared, but no real personal interaction takes place.
在这里呢，他们两个有开始有一点交换意见分享，但是还没有所谓的个别的个性上面的交集。
It's just information centering around people, events, or places.
只是把一些资讯送到对方四周围的人的身边去。
This is what we call the casual stage.
那么这是一个很共通性的一个步骤。
This is the kind of conversation that maybe we have at the market with those who sell.
那这种沟通呢，常常会在市场里面有这样的沟通。
Or maybe when we go to the bank to do some business.
或许你到银行去办一些事情。
Just on a casual level.
是一些很通常的、频繁的对话。
Sharing information maybe about the weather.
对于天气的对话。
Or maybe something that you saw happen on the street.
或是谈一谈在街上发生的事情。
Now, as we go on, we're going on to another level as they're building this communication link.
我们再进到第三个层次的这个沟通。
The two young men continue to meet each other at the shop.
两个人继续的在这个店里面吃饭。
And many times they would sit together.
他们就会碰在一起，然后也坐在一起。
One day Kim said, I find my literature class to be very boring.
有一天这个 Kim 就说呢，我发现我的文学课非常的单调。
The professor speaks in such a monotone voice, he almost puts me to sleep.
教授的那种很低沉的声调呢，几乎让我睡着了。
They both had a good laugh.
两个人就笑起来。
Then Jin said, I know what you mean. I once had a professor who was always late and would rush in, drop his papers all over, and we would have to pick them up.
这个Jin就说呢，我知道 你的意思是什么？因为以前我们有一个教授，他每一次都会迟到，然后急着到教室来，然后接下去就会把他的纸都撒在地上，我们就帮忙他赶快捡起来。
I found it very hard not to laugh at the look on the professor's face.
那个时候看着教授的表情，我要不笑出来是很难的。
Now they had reached the third level of communication, which we call the comfortable stage.
现在他们的对话已经进入到第三个所谓的舒服的这种沟通。
You see, thoughts and ideas are being communicated.
在当中包括有想法或者是观念。
Which is the first step of taking a risk.
也是第一步能够跨出去。
Which I mean is the first step of opening yourself.
也就是呢，把自己敞开了。
You may speak of your objections, judgments, and ideas.
这个当中或许你会谈一谈你自己的看法、你的判断、你的观点。
And you may easily be able to express it.
然后比较容易的去表达。
But true interaction is still guarded.
但是真正的里面的这种想法还是守住，还没有表达出来。
And emotionally, you look for signs of disapproval or rejection.
你的情绪在等着对方表现出到底是不同意呢，或者是拒绝。
You see, as you speak and as you give your ideas and maybe judgments, you're watching to see the other person's acceptance of it.
当你在讲话的时候，你提出你的看法，你的判断，你也在等着对方给你一些他的看法，他有没有接受的表示。
Now the signs of disapproval means they don't agree with you.
如果他们对你不同意的话，他们就会有这种表示出来。
And if they reject you, that means they've turned from you.
如果他们不想听，那么他们就拒绝了。
So you're not going to say anything that's really going to cause that.
所以呢，以后你就知道不要再讲一些话被拒绝。
And if you do, you're going to stop there.
那如果你又讲了，你会停在那个会被拒绝的那个层面。
But the boys have crossed over this line by entering in each with their own story.
但是金呢，对面这个男孩子金呢，他也同样的来继续这个故事，讲他自己的故事。
They were approving and enjoying what they were talking about.
所以所讲出来的被对方所同意，然后也被对方来接纳。
These men now are becoming more comfortable with one another.
那么这两个人的对话已经越来觉得越舒畅了。
I'm sure you understand this stage.
我想你应该了解这个层次的对话。
There may be somebody that you meet on the bus every day.
或许你在公车上碰到有一个人每一天跟你都搭同一部公车。
And often you would talk with them and had sat with them.
那你有时候跟他坐在一起，我在跟他谈话。
But there came a time when you began to express yourself and give some of your ideas and you sensed that that person and yourself enjoyed each other.
到个地步呢，你会跟他谈得更深入，你的看法，你的判断，然后两个人谈得很畅快。
Now some people never go beyond that comfortable stage.
那有一些人的对话从来不进入这个很舒畅的层次。
They may share a little information here and there, but they are afraid to go beyond that.
有时候分享一点看法，观念，但是呢，不再进入这个层次。
Now, as time goes on, and Jin and Kim meet often to eat together, you see the developing of the fourth stage.
这个 Jin 跟 Kim 呢，两个人继续的到店里去吃饭，然后又发展到第四个层次的对话沟通。
Kim looked at Jin, and after a while he said, Jin, my dad wants me to be an engineer.
Kim 他看着 Jin 对他说，我爸爸希望我以后做一个工程师。
But I hate that kind of work.
可是我实在是很讨厌那种工作。
I really would like to go into the business world.
我实在更喜欢进入商的这个领域。
I think I would do well and make a success in that line of work.
如果我在商的做从商的领域的话，我想会更成功。
But my family would never let me do it.
但是我的家人一定不会准我去做的。
You're the first person I've told this to.
你是第一个我跟你讲这件事的人。
I really feel I can trust you, and maybe you can give me some advice.
我觉得我可以信任来跟你讲，而且我也希望你给我一些意见。
Jin thought for a few minutes, and then said, "This may not help you much now, but you might be surprised what time may bring to you."
或许现在我跟你讲的不是很受用，但是呢，以后慢慢的你会发现，你会很惊讶，对你的关系怎么样。
My elder brother did not like the idea of being a teacher like my father, but of course he obeyed.
我的大哥他很不喜欢做个老师，可是呢，爸爸却希望他成为老师，后来他就顺服了。
But just 2 years ago, he was asked to teach a class on health in the hospital.
在两年前，他被要求去一个医院里面教健康。
The head man liked him so much, he told my brother he wanted him to come and let him teach him to be an assistant and help him to train other workers.
然后这个医院里面的主席呢，就碰到我的哥哥，也很喜欢他，那请他到他那边去，让他成为他的助手，而且帮助他来训练其他的那些工作人员。
My brother had always wanted to work in the medical field, and now there he is.
那我的哥哥呢，常常很期待能够在医学的方面来工作。那现在呢，他就在一个医院里面工作。
Kim thought for a few minutes, and then he said, "Thank you, Jin, for understanding, and what you said helped me."
这个时候 ，Kim 就对 Jin 说：“谢谢你。”给我分享这些，因为呢，你实在是帮了我。
Kim and Jin now had reached the caring stage.
那现在 Kim 跟 Jin 呢，两个人已经进入这种关怀的步骤。
Feelings and emotions are now opening.
他们的感觉，他们的情绪很敞开。
It's become a care, beyond just a head talk.
他们不是只有用他们的知识来讲话，而是用他们的关怀来讲话。
They are now revealing who they are.
他们现在已经呢反映出来他们是怎么样的人。
And how they really feel.
而且呢表达出他们的感受是怎么样。
They are both now expressing a sincere desire that they would know and understand each other.
现在他们两个所有的谈话呢，都在表达一些很诚恳的一些里面的想法，然后也彼此更了解。
Now there may not be many that is in this stage of conversation in your life.
或许在你的生活中，你找不到几个人可以跟你有这种更进一步的这样的沟通。
Someone that you can talk to and your feelings and how things are going with you, you express to them easily.
就是一个你可以跟他讲你心里的话，然后跟你他会跟你讲他的意见，可以很关心的对话。
As I said, they had reached the caring stage.
这是一个触及到关怀的一个步骤。
And now their conversation was on a level of a different understanding.
那接下去呢，就是一个能够了解的阶段。
Now we go to the next stage.
接下来
The next stage is one that Kim and Jin may never reach.
接下去这一个步骤，这个阶段呢，或许是 Kim 跟 Jin 两个人没有办法达到的。
It is a stage of communication that we call committed.
那就是我们所称的委身。
In this stage, we are free from all fear of judgment or rejection.
那这个阶段呢，就不再害怕被否定或者是被拒绝。
We're not fearful of what the person will say or how they will react to us. We are committed to them.
我们不会在意对方对我的想法、看法有什么样的表达或反应。我们已经委身了，我们把自己托付给他了。
It allows time of complete emotional connection.
这是一个在情绪上面完全的一个连接。
It requires complete openness.And deep honesty.
那这种对话是要很敞开跟很诚实的。
where feelings are totally shared.
那种感受的交流是很自然而且很真实的。
Where their hearts will feel for each other in a very deep way.
两个人的心跟心的相交呢是非常的深。
Maybe we can say this is perfect communication.
这个可以讲是成为一个就是最完美的沟通。
The highest stage of communication.
也是对话沟通的最高的层次。
This is a communication that many of us reserve for communion with God.
那这样的沟通方法呢很多人是针对向神的。
When I pray and speak to the Lord, I speak to Him from my heart.
当我祷告对神说话的时候我是这样子的从心里面对他讲。
I speak to Him of my feelings toward Him.
我用我的真正的感受对他说话。
My love for Him.
我的爱也表达给他。
My thanksgiving for the things that He does for me.
我对他那种感恩对他所做的感恩。
Also, this stage of communication is reserved for marriages.
这种沟通的层次也是在婚姻里面要达成的。
You see, this is where marriage communication should be.
这个就是婚姻里面的对话应该有的一个阶段。
I'm afraid that so many times this is lacking.
恐怕很多婚姻缺少这个阶段。
Some people find it easier to talk to their friends than to their husbands.
有些人呢甚至呢可以跟朋友讲而没有办法跟先生沟通。
There was a married couple that was very close to me.
有一对夫妇是我很近的朋友。
Now the wife had a very good friend.
太太呢有一个很好的女性的朋友。
They had a good time together.
他们常常在一起很愉快。
Whenever they were on the phone, they would laugh and talk.
当这个太太跟她的朋友讲话的时候在电话里讲话讲得非常的愉快。
They shared many deep secrets together.
他们会彼此分享一些很深的一些秘密。
One day her husband said to me,
有一天他的先生对我说,
Do you hear her talking to her friend?
你们看到他怎么样对他的朋友说话?
She never talks to me like that.
但是他对我讲话就不是这样子了。
She never tells me the things that she tells her.
他跟他讲的话从来不跟我讲的。
You see, this is what happens in marriage.
这个就是婚姻里面常发生的问题。
We lose this art of commitment or we never had it.
我们失去了这个阶段的沟通而且从来就没有进入这个阶段的沟通。
Husband and wife should really be best friends.
先生跟太太应该要成为最好的朋友。
They should be able to share everything.
应该是可以无话不谈的。
But many times they share very little.
但是问题是常常沟通的很少。
Some of them are not even in the caring stage.
有的甚至没有进到那种所谓关怀的阶段。
They share very little of their thoughts and feelings with each other.
他们对于自己的想法跟感受呢讲的很少。
When actually it was God's desire that marriage there should be the greatest conversation of all.
上帝的意愿他设立婚姻就是要让这个婚姻成为一个非常深入的沟通的阶段。
This also is reserved for deep friendship.
这种沟通阶段对于更深的友谊也是一样要有这个阶段。
Not often, but every once in a while you will find someone that becomes very close to you.
不常有但是偶尔你也会碰到有一个跟你很深入沟通的一个朋友。
Someone you can trust with all of your thoughts.
跟他呢你可以把所有的想法都跟他讲你很信任他。
You're not afraid of how they'll judge you.
你也不会害怕他来论断批评你。
You'll take what they say very easily.
你会对他所说的呢很轻松的去听。
Because you trust them.
因为你信任他。
You're committed to them.
你已经把自己委身给他。
Now, Kim,And Jin may become deep friends.
现在 Kim 跟 Jin 呢，或许两个人会变成好朋友。
Then again, as I said, they may never attain this stage.
但是或许也不会进入到最后这个更深的地步。
But hopefully, each of us have someone which we share that stage with.
我很希望每一个人都有一个人可以让你进到最后最高的这个沟通的一个阶段。
Now we have just heard how we can develop our stages of communication.
刚才我们听到的是你怎么样能够建立你沟通对话的层次。
I fear that some of you may never get beyond the first and second stage.
我相信有很多人呢就停在第一个阶段里面。
The stage where you rarely share anything.
在那个阶段里面呢你不分享的不讲你的想法的。
It's sad to spend our life without sharing with someone.
如果你的生活你的生命都没有办法跟人家分享你的想法的话那是很遗憾的事情。
Maybe you feel like you can't trust anyone.
或许你觉得你不能信任任何一个人。
But you see, sometimes you have to take a little chance.
但是有时候你要尝试一下。
In my counseling experience, I've learned that many share a bed together without ever sharing their true self.
我在我的协谈的这个经验当中呢，我发现很多人可以同睡一个床，但是呢，从来没有办法沟通心里的话。
Mothers and children who hardly know each other.
比如是像妈妈跟孩子的关系，从来不分享。
This makes life meaningless without sharing.
没有彼此对话沟通的人生，实在是没有意义的人生。
One day, Jesus met a woman at a well.
有一次，耶稣在井的旁边，水井的旁边碰到一个妇女。
Now, usually the women came early in the morning before the sun was too hot.
通常妇女们会在太阳出来以前就去打水。
But this woman waited later.
但是这个妇女呢出来的比较晚
She ignored him getting her water
她就来打水打的时候呢她不去理耶稣
And Jesus on the common level of conversation asked her Would you give me a drink of water?
耶稣这个时候就把、最通常的对话跟她说好不好给我一点水喝
She was very surprised
她很惊讶
Because the Jews never askedSamaritans for anything.
因为在那个时候，犹太人跟这个妇女就是一个撒玛利亚人呢，他们两种啊民，他们的族姓呢是不在一起交往的。
And she asked him, why would you ask me for water?
这个妇女就说，你怎么对我要水呢？
He said, if you knew who you were talking to, I can give you water that you would never thirst.
这个时候耶稣对妇女说如果你知道对你说话的是谁那么我会给你那你不会让你不渴的水喝
He was sharing information with her
所以这个时候耶稣就把一个资讯给了这个妇女
She said how can you do that you do not have anything to get the water
这个妇女说你根本都没有打水的器具你怎么给我水呢
And Jesus went on to tell her that he was the Messiah
接下去耶稣对妇女说他就是救世主弥赛亚。
He was the son of God.
他是神的儿子。
And then he became very personal.
接下来两个人的对话就非常的个别。
And he said, where is your husband?
接下去他对这个妇女说你的丈夫在哪里呢
She said, I have none.
这个妇女回答说我没有丈夫。
He said, that's right. You've had five and the one you live with now is not your husband.
耶稣说你说的没有错。你现在的这个不是你的丈夫你曾经有五个男人
She went there and shared with the people of the village that she had met the Messiah who had told her all about her life
这个妇女就跑到外面去跟村庄的人讲说这个人真的是救世主就是一个弥赛亚他可以讲出来他人生的事情
With this one conversation
就从一个很简单的对话开始
Jesus changed her life
耶稣改变了这个妇女的生命
Our conversation is very important
你的对话你的沟通是很重要的
恕我新曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供由金卢牧师为您主讲林真华语翻译如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担请您来信写明你的姓名住址然后你寄到台湾高雄台湾省高低的高英雄的雄台湾高雄13-40号信箱台湾高雄13 之40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。